Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Who's ever in charge of PR for Duke football deserves a Mad Men Emmy. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. For the record, David Cutcliffe is in his sixth year as Duke football coach and has yet to have a winning season. But listening to the PR in the local media, you would think it has been the second coming of Wallace Wade to Wallace Wade Stadium. Cutcliffe's overall record at Duke stands at 23-42, which has dragged his all-time head coaching mark below 500. And in that time, Duke has won 9 ACC games, slightly less than 2 a year. 9 ACC victories in 6 seasons so far. Great guy, Coach Cut, but he hasn't quite turned the Blue Devils into the Stanford of the East or even the Vandy of the ACC, has he now? His entire Duke tenure rests on that beautiful night in the Wally a year ago when the Devils rallied to beat the Tar Heels on the last play and get bowl eligible. Never mind they lost their last 5 games, including the Belk Bowl, to finish 6-7. The stadium was filled, and it was a great game right down to that 4th down TD pass to Jamison Crowder. Cutcliffe is a great promoter of trying counts. He is always on some radio show coaxing people to come out, even if they're not Duke fans, to see some really good football. What the 10,000 or so saw Saturday against a Pitt team that had 0 drawing power was a game that nearly surpassed Carolina's 118-point fiasco with Georgia Tech last year. The Blue Devils were always behind due to 4 turnovers, but always rallying thanks to the 55 points they were on their way to scoring. Unfortunately, Pitt scored 58, so the Dukies can now say what Tar Heels have been saying since last season. We scored 55 points and lost? 2 interesting observations came from friends who were there Saturday, beyond the fact that besides them, nobody else was there. Duke doesn't raise nets behind the goalpost to keep extra points from going into the stands, where 3 or 4 kids sitting in the end zone can fight over the ball. An umbrella still aren't allowed in the Wally because they are deemed too dangerous. For a cool promotion this weekend against awesome Troy, who? Why not say that kids can keep footballs booted into the stands? Certainly Duke can afford it, and it's a souvenir literally worth more than the price of admission. And give out extra large umbrellas to everyone who does show up and encourage opening them during the game. With another 7 TDs and 2 field goals, think of how many kids will go home happy and all those empty seats that would be covered up. This is Archansky. See ya.